We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect in the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave Nassani. Dave, how are you? You know,
awesome.
We just wanted to have one last New Year interview before 2023, but to tell people also the importance, what's going to happen with your caregiving opportunity for a caregiver that's gone through a burnout, really been just dealing with a lot of hard issues. You know, being a caregiver, as we talked about so many times on the show with celebrities and everybody else, we're either going to become a caregiver or we're going to need caregiving. And this is a place for them to really relax in Mexico and learn from you and learn certain techniques they're going to, so that they won't get as stressed out after they head home.
Absolutely. You know, Neil, I've been trying to help caregivers for years. But caregivers are so absorbed in what they're doing. They give and give and give. There's nothing left to give. They burn out. You know, they don't know how to put their oxygen mask on first. They don't know how to ask for help. It's like everyone is either going to become a caregiver or need a caregiver. So whatever your baggage is before, you know, when you're a normal person, you're going to bring that into caregiving. And so this is my latest idea to try to get through to these caregivers, because 30% of them, I don't think I can get through to them, because they're just going to die statistically before their loved ones do. Many more will become sicker than the ones they care for, become hospitalized, and eventually need a caregiver of their own. But if I can save as many as I can, so my latest strategy is to, it's like an intervention, you know, tell their relatives, tell the ones who love the caregivers, hey, your caregiver that you love is at risk. And they need to get away. They need to be removed from their loved one. And in my opinion, taken to Acapulco. I've got access to a billionaire resort in a gated community. It's one of the safest places in Acapulco. And it's all inclusive, all the food, all the drinks, all the booze you can have. You know, sometimes caregivers just need to get drunk and learn how to relax. But it's associated with a 6-month coaching program that I teach them all this stuff, you know, how to have boundaries, how to learn how to say no, how to put your needs first, your oxygen mask on, et cetera. And all that comes with that. The bonus, it's a free bonus, is that vacation in Acapulco. So that will avoid the excuses. Oh, you know, I did the 6 months of coaching, but, you know, I don't think I can make the trip. Sorry, no refunds. The trip is free. You're going to turn down a free trip. And that seems to help them show up.
They got it. I think the thing that you look at is the challenges that can go through. And also you're asking for people to help certain caregivers that maybe do not have the resources to go on this, that you can help them out by becoming, so to get a caregiver there. Because what you're going to do is give them the information. They're going to get to relax. They're going to develop those things. But you're also asking other people for help that might, because there are caregivers already that you know that want to go, yet financially it's not there for them. Yeah.
Everyone says, oh, I need that. Oh, I wish I can do that. Oh, you know, I wish I had the funds. And, you know, not every caregiver has the finances. And this is not just a vacation. This is a coaching program. It's a mastermind. There's other caregivers that will help, you know, like a support group. It's a workshop. It's a boot camp. You know, it's a lot of things, but a lot of people can't afford it. So we're going to caregiver foundations. We're going to nursing homes. We're going to assisted living facilities, dementia wards, you name it. Anyone who has a heart for caregiving and say, hey, I've got caregivers here who need to get away. They need to go. And they just need some help. And either they know someone personally who they can help, or, you know, we just put it in a slush fund where we can help anybody who's willing to go. And the people who have the heart for caregiving are helping.
All right. Wow. And I think that the thing is that you have gone through this, man. You have, your story and you've survived. And you're thriving with your business, you're thriving with your speaking, you're thriving with all these different things. You could teach people how to deal with it, because it's an everyday basis. And then you get those opportunities to calm yourself, but you have to take care of yourself. There has to be self-care. And you're going to teach them all of that at the workshop. And so we're waiting for people that are interested, want to be part of this mission to help caregivers finally have a respite. Best place to go is
caregiverdave.com. That'll take you to the new website. which is associationofcaregivers.com, or a little shortcut is acapulcodave.com. And that'll just help you learn more about it. And there's a form on there. You can sign up. And, you know, if you have the money, fine. If you don't have the money, say, I need a donation, and we'll put you on a list for people who are willing to donate.
All right, guys. That was the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. Guys, take care.